This is the reading for January 18. Psalm 18. I love you, Lord. You are my strength. The Lord is my rock, my protection, my Savior. My God is my rock. I can run to Him for safety. He is my shield and my saving strength, my defender. I will call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I will be saved from my enemies. The ropes of death came around me. The deadly rivers overwhelmed me. The ropes of death wrapped around me. The traps of death were before me. In my trouble, I called to the Lord. I cried out to my God for help. From His temple, He heard my voice. My call for help reached His ears. The earth trembled and shook. The foundations of the mountains began to shake. They trembled because the Lord was angry. Smoke came out of His nose, and burning fire came out of His mouth. Burning coals went before Him. He tore open the sky and came down with dark clouds under His feet. He rode a creature with wings and flew. He raced on the wings of the wind. He made darkness His covering, His shelter around Him, surrounded by fog and clouds. Out of the brightness of His presence came clouds with hail and lightning. The Lord thundered from heaven. The Most High raised His voice, and there was hail and lightning. He shot His arrows and scattered His enemies. His many bolts of lightning confused them with fear. Lord, You spoke strongly. The wind blew from Your nose. Then the valleys of the sea appeared, and the foundations of the earth were seen. The Lord reached down from above and took me. He pulled me from the deep water. He saved me from my powerful enemies, from those who hated me, because they were too strong for me. They attacked me at my time of trouble, but the Lord supported me. He took me to a safe place. Because He delights in me, He saved me. The Lord spared me because I did what was right. Because I have not done evil, He has rewarded me. I have followed the ways of the Lord. I have not done evil by turning away from my God. I remember all His laws and have not broken His rules. I am innocent before Him. I have kept myself from doing evil. The Lord rewarded me because I did what was right, because I did what the Lord said was right. Lord, You are loyal to those who are loyal, and You are good to those who are good. You are pure to those who are pure, but You are against those who are bad. You save the humble, but You bring down those who are proud. Lord, You give light to my lamp. My God brightens the darkness around me. With Your help, I can attack an army. With God's help, I can jump over a wall. The ways of God are without fault. The Lord's words are pure. He is a shield to those who trust Him. Who is God? Only the Lord. Who is the rock? Only our God. God is my protection. He makes my way free from fault. He makes me like a deer that does not stumble. He helps me stand on the steep mountains. He trains my hands for battle so my arms can bend a bronze bow. You protect me with Your saving shield. You support me with Your right hand. You have stooped to make me great. You give me a better way to live, so I live as You want me to. I chased my enemies and caught them. I did not quit until they were destroyed. I crushed them so they couldn't rise up again. They fell beneath my feet. You gave me strength in battle. You made my enemies bow before me. You made my enemies turn back, and I destroyed those who hated me. They called for help, but no one came to save them. They called to the Lord, but He did not answer them. I beat my enemies into pieces like dust in the wind. I poured them out like mud in the streets. You saved me when the people attacked me. You made me the leader of nations. People I never knew serve me. As soon as they hear me, they obey me. Foreigners obey me. They all become afraid and tremble in their hiding places. The Lord lives. May my rock be praised. Praise the God who saves me. God gives me victory over my enemies and brings people under my rule. He saves me from my enemies. You set me over those who hate me. You saved me from cruel men. So I will praise You, Lord, among the nations. I will sing praises to Your name. The Lord gives great victories to His king. He is loyal to His appointed king, to David and his descendants forever. Genesis chapter 35. God said to Jacob, "Go to the city of Bethel and live there. make an altar to the God who appeared to you there when you were running away from your brother Esau. So Jacob said to his family and to all who were with him, "Put away the foreign gods you have, and make yourselves clean, and change your clothes. We will leave here and go to Bethel. There I will build an altar to God, who has helped me during my time of trouble. He has been with me everywhere I have gone." So they gave Jacob all the foreign gods they had, and the earrings they were wearing, and he hid them under the great tree near the town of Shechem. Then Jacob and his sons left there. But God caused the people in the nearby cities to be afraid, so they did not follow them. And Jacob and all the people who were with him went to Luz, which is now called Bethel, in the land of Canaan. There Jacob built an altar and named the place Bethel after God, because God had appeared to him there when he was running from his brother. Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died and was buried under the oak tree at Bethel, so they named that place Oak of Crying. When Jacob came back from northwest Mesopotamia, God appeared to him again and blessed him. God said to him, "Your name is Jacob, but you will not be called Jacob any longer. Your new name will be Israel." So he called him Israel. God said to him, "I am God Almighty. Have many children and grow in number as a nation. You will be the ancestor of many nations and kings. The same land I gave to Abraham and Isaac, I will give to you and your descendants." Then God left him. Jacob set up a stone on edge in that place where God had talked to him, and he poured a drink offering and olive oil on it to make it special for God. And Jacob named the place Bethel. Jacob and his group left Bethel. Before they came to Ephrath, Rachel began giving birth to her baby, but she was having much trouble. When Rachel's nurse saw this, she said, "Don't be afraid, Rachel. You are giving birth to another son." Rachel gave birth to the son, but she herself died. As she lay dying, she named the boy "Son of My Suffering," but Jacob called him Benjamin. Rachel was buried on the road to Ephrath, a district of Bethlehem, and Jacob set up a rock on her grave to honor her. That rock is still there. Then Israel continued his journey and camped just south of the Migdal Eder. While Israel was there, Reuben had sexual relations with Israel's slave woman, Bilhah, and Israel heard about it. Jacob had 12 sons. He had 6 sons by his wife Leah, Reuben, his first son, then Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun. He had 2 sons by his wife Rachel, Joseph, and Benjamin. He had 2 sons by Rachel's slave girl Bilhah, Dan and Naphtali. And he had 2 sons by Leah's slave girl Zilpah, Gad and Asher. These are Jacob's sons who were born in northwest Mesopotamia. Jacob went to his father Isaac at Mamre near Hebron, where Abraham and Isaac had lived. Isaac lived 180 years. So Isaac breathed his last breath and died when he was very old, and his sons, Esau and Jacob, buried him. Genesis chapter 36. This is the family history of Esau, also called Edom. Esau married women from the land of Canaan: Adah, daughter of Elon the Hittite, and Aholibamah, daughter of Anah, the son of Zibeon the Hivite, and Basemath, Ishmael's daughter, the sister of Nebaioth. Adah gave birth to Eliphaz for Esau. Basemath gave him Reuel, and Aholibamah gave him Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. These were Esau's sons who were born in the land of Canaan. Esau took his wives, his sons, his daughters, and all the people who lived with him, his herds and other animals, and all the belongings he had gotten in Canaan, and he went to a land away from his brother Jacob. Esau's and Jacob's belongings were becoming too many for them to live in the same land. The land where they had lived could not support both of them because they had too many herds. So Esau lived in the mountains of Edom. Esau is also named Edom. This is the family history of Esau. He is the ancestor of the Edomites who live in the mountains of Edom. Esau's sons were Eliphaz, son of Adah, and Esau, and Reuel, son of Basemath, and Esau. Eliphaz had 5 sons: Teman, Omar, Zepho, Gatam, and Kenaz. Eliphaz also had a slave woman named Timnah, and Timnah and Eliphaz gave birth to Amalek. These were Esau's grandsons by his wife Adah. Reuah had four sons, Nahath, Zerah, Shemaah, and Mizah. These were Esau's grandsons by his wife Basemath. Esau's third wife was Aholibamah, the daughter of Anah. Anah was the son of Zibeon. Esau and Aholibamah gave birth to Jeus, Jalam, and Korah. These were the leaders that came from Esau. Esau's first son was Eliphaz. From him came these leaders, Teman, Omar, Zepho, Kenaz, Korah, Gatam, and Amalek. These were the leaders that came from Eliphaz in the land of Edom. They were the grandsons of Adah. Esau's son Reuel was the father of these leaders, Nahath, Zerah, Shemaah, and Mizah. These were the leaders that came from Reuel in the land of Edom. They were the grandsons of Esau's wife, Basemath. Esau's wife, Aholibamah, gave birth to these leaders, Jeus, Jalam, and Korah. These are the leaders that came from Esau's wife, Aholibamah, the daughter of Anah. These were the sons of Esau, also called Edom, and these were their leaders. These were the sons of Seir the Horite, who were living in the land: Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anah, Dishon, Ezer, and Dishan. These sons of Seir were the leaders of the Horites in Edom. The sons of Lotan were Hori and Homam. Timnah was Lotan's sister. The sons of Shobal were Alvan, Manahath, Ebal, Shepho, and Onam. The sons of Zibeon were Aiah and Anah. Anah is the man who found hot springs in the desert while he was caring for his father's donkeys. The children of Anah were Dishon and Aholibamah, daughter of Anah. The sons of Dishon were Hemdan, Eshban, Ithran, and Caran. The sons of Ezer were Bilhan, Zavan, and Achan. The sons of Dishan were Uz and Aran. These were the names of the Horite leaders: Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anah, Dishan, Ezer, and Dishan. These men were the leaders of the Horite families who lived in the land of Edom. These are the kings who ruled in the land of Edom before the Israelites ever had a king. Bela, son of Beor, was the king of Edom. He came from the city of Dinhabah. When Bela died, Jobab, son of Zerah, became king. Jobab was from Bozra. When Jobab died, Husham became king. He was from the land of the Temanites. When Husham died, Hadad, son of Bedad, who had defeated Midian in the country of Moab, became king. Hadad was from the city of Avith. When Hadad died, Samlah became king. He was from Masrekah. When Samlah died, Shaul became king. He was from Rehoboth on the Euphrates River. When Shaul died, Baal-Hanan, son of Achbor, became king. When Baal-Hanan, son of Achbor, died, Hadad became king. He was from the city of Paul. His wife's name was Mehetabel, daughter of Matred, who was the daughter of Mezahab. These Edomite leaders listed by their families and regions came from Esau. Their names were Timnah, Alvah, Japheth, Aholibamah, Elah, Pinon, Kenaz, Teman, Mibzar, Magdiel, and Aram. These were the leaders of Edom. Esau was the father of the Edomites. The area where each of these families lived was named after that family.